But remember, it's not like in a business, say the boss, the president of a company, will give, say somebody, the rights. You can say, sign my checks. You can take care of my business in some, say, part of the country. It is not that kind of right. The right here, the jurisdiction, is based on sacred orders. Either Christ had ordained, and the key word is ordained, the apostles as bishops at the Last Supper, or there would be no authority in the Catholic Church, period.
Not a delegate of the Holy Father.
If he's what?
A bishop is not a delegate of the Holy Father.
Yes and no. He is a delegate of the Holy Father, because the Pope determines whether the bishop may exercise his jurisdiction. And, for example, once your archbishop crossed the line, what's the next diocese? What's the neighboring diocese? Calcutta. Once he crosses from Calcutta to the next diocese, well, he has zero jurisdiction. Are we clear? The Pope determines that jurisdiction comes from his sacred orders, but the right, the faculty to exercise his jurisdiction, that depends on the Holy Father. That's number one. Now, popes consider changes. One, two, three, four, five. One, two. What is the first change which the Second Vatican Council made? The Second Vatican Council suppressed, wiped out for the Latin Rite, wiped out tonsure and the minor orders, acolyte, exorcist, rector and porter. So the Second Vatican Council suppressed, removed the tonsure. Before the Second Vatican Council, a young man became a cleric when he received tonsure. Yes, his head was shaved on top. And depending on the bishop, some bishop left you a lot of hair and others would leave you a lot of your hair. Tonsure.
Why did they remove it?
Oh, sisters, that is to symbolize, listen, our Lord's crown of thorns. And the Franciscans, remember, oh, just a little bit of hair, all the rest was shaved off. So the tonsure, the minor orders were suppressed, number one. Number two, the subdiaconate was suppressed. No more subdeacons. Number three, the permanent diaconate was restored. The permanent diaconate, which happened in the early church, was brought back. Now, there are three things I should say about the diaconate. First, there are two forms of diaconate. There is the permanent and what they call the transitional. I was a deacon, sisters, for one day. One day. And the next day was ordained priest. And now, they usually have to wait about a year. But with a plan, as you know, for those who be ordained priests, and they're given some kind of apostolate while continuing their education. And here he is, 10:15, so we should take a break. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri, Amen. Mater Christi sacerdotis,
ora pro nobis.
Nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti, Amen.